you didn't have to poison it then long then. But it got to be, and when the boy weevil come, 1913, I believe, when they come here, then we had to, we picked up the squares for, they were going to, you know, they punctured the square and the square falls off. Mm-hmm. And folks picked up squares and just by the bushels and would take them and burn them, was going to control them that way, but mm-hmm. hell, it didn't have a bit, didn't mm-hmm. seem like it. Mm-hmm. And then from that, they got the poison in it. Sexicide and all, but there wasn't no such thing as poison sexicide way back on when I come along.
What do you call that kind of grass that grows up in a cotton field and you don't want that grass?
Parsley? Either crab grass or water grass, but the parsley, and you had to chop that cotton. Well, you planted it long in, they didn't have nothing that. They just planted it on a row, mm-hmm. and you'd have to chop it and thin it out. Mm-hmm. But they got to getting it where you could improve and drop it, you see, and put it the distance you wanted it, sort of. So many. Seeds in a hill and come up so many stalks in a hill. Mm-hmm. But it used to be just an old planter. It just rake out the seeds, go back as far like that. Mm-hmm. And it just it planted solid.
Mm-hmm. Where would you, what would you call the land where cotton and corn grow? You'd say you've got a
cropland.
It's cropland. Mm. Did you ever say a field?
Yeah, we call it, refer to fields long then. There wasn't no great big field. It was in patches, and it'd be a, it'd have a name like a.
Yeah, what's the difference between a patch and a field?
Well, a field is referred to as a pretty large place, you know. Mm-hmm. And a patch would be maybe there was a ditch, some sort of ravine there. And you cross over and just clean up another patch mm-hmm. or something. Mm-hmm.
Does it make any difference what you call it according to what you're growing on it?
No.
Doesn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm. You refer to like you had you would be a somebody say live in a house over here close by. My granddad, I remember the wood house they called it. Mm-hmm. Back of the wood house or in front of the wood house mm-hmm. to refer. Tell somebody to get there to the place you're going.
Right. What kind of, go ahead.
And the patches, when you clear it up, they call it the new ground then. That's clearing it up and then you, long then you didn't have nothing to grub it with and get the stumps out. And you went out there and cleared it up, a new ground, and they'd have log rolling. And that's the way they cleared all that land down in, well, everywhere I was raised, did then down in where I was raised. Mm-hmm. They'd get out there and start in the fall of the year and through the winter, and they'd cut it and pile it brush, and then they have log rollings. They wouldn't charge nothing, but they'd feed them. They'd come in the whole community, and they'd have get them logs and stack them up in a log heap, and then that one man could go back there and burn them and mend them up and burn them up. But the community would help him tote that stuff. They have to tote it. They had hand sticks, they call them, and a hand cuff. And that cuff was made out of just cloth, but it'd be folded several times. They'd take that hand stick, and this cuff would be, let that stick come in that hand, here where it would, and then take your hand and pick up on it, and that band would help